It's a rain. weekly and monthly announcements. Sunday school every Sunday at 9 a.m. August 2nd, we'll have Communion Sunday. August 3rd through 7th, Baptist General State Convention, Illinois, Congress of Christian Education. August 9th, Women's Annual Day at 10:15 a.m. Our speaker will be Ann Hale of Wood River District Association, Women's Auxiliary President. August 12th, Union Quarter Corporate Prayer Service at 5:30 p.m. August 15th, Union Shred Day, 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Also, the church annual picnic is at 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. August 18th through 20th, Baptist Fellowship Community Revival at UMBC. Dr. Jarvis Hansen, evangelist, is our guest speaker from Chicago, Illinois. August 22nd and 29th, on Saturday, men's choir rehearsal at 11:30. August 28th, the Women's Auxiliary Safe Harbor Dinner. August 30th, which is fifth Sunday, will be men's choir. They are singing. There will be no Bible study on this Wednesday, July 29th. Good day, ladies. For those of you who plan to participate in the choir for Women's Day, which is August the 9th, here are the following rehearsals. It's the last one. August 2nd, immediately following morning service. Thank you, Sister Denise Jones. Beginning with the next publication cycle, effective September 1st, 2026, the Sunday School Department will no longer be placing a group quarter for the annual Sunday School commentaries. Members who wish to purchase a commentary may order directly from the publisher using the link below. I'll read it, but you need it. Check with me. It is https://www.ssbnbc.com/store/. Click on curriculum and then Sunday School. Digital editions are also available on their website. If you need assistance to placing an order, please contact the Sunday School Department. Thank you for your understanding and for your continued commitment to studying God's Word. This announcement has been sent to all the members via email, so you can just click on the link in the email. That'd be a lot easier. Please make this announcement on the following Sundays, which I did. Thank you. Announcement: there will not be any Christian Growth Fellowship sessions in the month of August for men or women. Thank you, the pastor. I have two cards to read. Says thanks. Hi, my Union family. Your thoughtfulness is very much appreciated for the Hildred Domes of Mount Pisgah Baptist Church. Thank you. I would like to take this opportunity to thank our pastor, Reverend Williams, the Benevolent Committee of Union Missionary Baptist Church, and all members for your most generous gifts towards my recovery. I appreciate all well thoughts, prayers, and well wishes toward my recovery. I am making progress, however, the process is slow. I thank God for all the blessings, and in due time, I look forward to joining you in service real soon. Praise God for all his benefits. Respectfully, Zieta Brown. Now I'll turn the service back over to the pulpit.
Good morning. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. faith. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning to all of you, those on the inside, those that may be listening to us on the outside. We welcome each and every one of you to our Sunday morning service. And we thank our guest pastor, Reverend William Johnson, who will be with us this morning again, bringing the word. We're praying that each and every one of us will touch our own hearts, ask the Lord to touch our own hearts, so that we may not just be hearers of the word, but that we may be doers of the word also. At this time, we're going to ask those that can stand, if you will stand as we say our Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Now we will have our reading. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Love God, love others. At this time, we're going to ask for a song from our choir. Amen. As we travel this journey, we're heading for a destination. And our destination is heaven, to be with our Lord and Savior. But on this road that we're going to travel, we're going to have some trials and tribulations. But don't let that stop you, because I'll get home someday. Thank you, choir, for that beautiful selection that I haven't heard for a while, and you've done a little changing to it. But we need those old songs to remind us where we came from and where we're going. So at this time, it's offering time. We're going to ask our committee to come. Now, our tithe box is still in the back, right? But if you have your tithes, you can put them in the trays with your offering. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings that thou hast bestowed upon us. We thank you for this offering that we are about to collect, and pray that it will go for the uplifting and building of your holy community. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm going to ask both sides if you would stand and face the ushers. And contributions. At this time, it's prayer time. We're going to ask those that can stand, if you would stand. If you'd like to come up to the altar, you may do that also. God is good, and his mercy endureth to all generations. We thank him for his grace and his mercy. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you today as humble as we know how. We come before you as children coming before an empty well, trying to be filled. Father, we're thanking you for allowing us to be able to rise up this morning to a brand new day. We thank you for allowing us to be able to clothe ourselves and have a reasonable portion of our right minds. Father, we thank you for allowing us to come into your house this morning, wherever we may be. And we just continue to ask for your blessings. Father, touch our hearts so that we may strive to be more righteous in your sight, that we may strive to show more love in your sight, that we have more hospitality one towards another. Father, we're praying for the sick today because we know that you are a healing God. And we're praying for the healing of those that are in need of healing, both spiritual, physical, and emotional. Father, we pray that you would just continue to watch over and bless each and every one of us. We're thanking you today, Father, for allowing us to be in your presence. We pray that thou would open up our hearts, our souls, our minds, and our ears, that we may hear the word that is to be preached today. Touch our hearts so that we may not only be hearers of the word, but that we may be doers of the word also. Father, we ask for a blessing upon our pastor and his family in their absence. Continue to watch over and bless them. Father, we pray that you would just continue to be with us in health and in sickness. Father, we pray that you would just continue to watch over us. Continue to let our light shine so that those that are walking in darkness may see the light and come unto the light and ask, what must I do to be saved? Father, we ask in our blessing upon the preacher that's going to give the word today. We pray that you would touch our hearts, that we may rejoice in the word. Father, with this we ask in Jesus' name, and in his holy name we pray. Amen. You to give us a big amen as I welcome and we welcome my brother in the ministry and my brother in retirement that's going to bring us the word of God today. Give a warm welcome to Pastor William Johnson.
We'd like to say good morning to everyone. We know that your pastor will be back next week, and we pray God speed for him. He will continue to bless him and his wife and his family. Certainly today is a good day, for the day is the day that the Lord has made. I've been asked to sing a verse of a song. I'm not sure how this voice is going to help me this morning. Elf. Wonderful. God is so wonderful. Wonderful. God, He's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd. He's my guide. Whatever I need, I know the Lord will provide. So praise my God's holy name now, 'cause He's so wonderful. If you never tried God, try the Lord today. I'll tell you, He'll come down and make a way. I know my God, your God, our God is so, so wonderful. Our God is indeed wonderful. We praise Him for all that He has done on our behalf. First, giving thanks and praise to the Almighty God, and with respect to your pastor, Pastor Williams, to the governing board, and to all the members of the Union Missionary Baptist Church, to my wife, Sister Melba. We praise God for our being here, to everyone that make up this assembly here this morning. For God is a good God. This morning, we want to share a word from Matthew chapter 8, reading verses 16 and 17. Reading from Matthew chapter 8, reading verses 16 and 17. And it says that when the evening was come, they brought unto Him many that were possessed with devils, and He cast out the spirits with His word, and He healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Elias the prophet, saying, Himself took on our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And from this passage we want to share this morning, Jesus, the man that saves and heals. You may be seated. Jesus, the man who saves and heals. We want to this morning stay in the theme of last week. We might, with some, learn a little more about Jesus, while others will simply be reminded of the things that you already know. That we want to find out and look again as to why Jesus does the things that He do for us each and every day. The why that Jesus loves us so might be explained in a story that I sometimes tell every once in a while, where it talked about the little boy who had the little sailboat, and he had gone down to the river's edge, and he put his little sailboat in the water, and he watched it sail back and forth. And you know how the river is. Sometimes the currents will come in and go out. It said that the current pulled his little boat out in the river, and he watched it sail out of sight. It said a week or two later, the boy had gone downtown, and he saw his sailboat in the window of a merchant. He went into the merchant's business and said that that was his sailboat. And the merchant said, well, you have to purchase it. And so the little boy did. And as the little boy was going down the street with his sailboat in his arms, the merchant heard him say, you are mine twice. You're mine because I made you, and you're mine because I bought you. And that is why Jesus loves us so, because, number one, He made us. For we know that He was a part of those who, the great God that created all of us. Genesis 1:26, when God said, let us go down and make man. Even the first chapter of John, where John tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, it makes mention that nothing was made that Jesus didn't have a part of. So we know that Jesus indeed made us. And we know that He bought us with His shed blood on Calvary. And so on last week, we tried to make mention some things that Jesus does for us. We made mention of three things that he will come and seek us in the wilderness. We made mention that Jesus will seek us even when we're in our own homes. The lesson that spoke about the woman who had lost a coin and she looked all around her home. We also made mention that when we kind of get beside ourselves and think that we know better than God, and sometimes we find ourselves making our own decisions, we will be out there in the far country. Yeah. That the Lord will still be ready to forgive us. And He always, when we come to ourselves, waiting for us, come home with outstretched arms.
Yes, sir.
This week we want to mention three individuals where it deals with basically with healing. Oh, somebody in the house today and somebody that you might know might need a healing right now. The lesson is that how that Jesus had just come down out of the mountains. You know, it always that wherever Jesus showed up, that a crowd followed him. He said that Jesus had come down out of the mountain, and I would say to those who want to get the in-depth lesson that you might want to read Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 17, to get the full picture of what's going on. Because in Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 4, after Jesus had come out of the mountain, he comes into the town, and a leper meets him there. And he said that how, you understand that in Jesus' day, leprosy was a dreaded disease. Yeah. That leprosy was a disease that was contagious in that day. That how leprosy not only affected you inside, but it affected you outside. Because if you had leprosy, you could not go to the temple. You could not go to church. If you had leprosy, it separated you from your own home because you did not want to affect loved ones and family. It separated you from society that you couldn't even mingle with the people. And it also said that if you had leprosy, that when you would meet people, you were by law told to say, "I'm a leper," so that no one would accidentally touch you. In the Bible, you know that leprosy is also so many times represents sin. Where whether it be leprosy or sin, you see, it is something that often starts slow, with maybe just one spot, but it'll grow. You see, most people don't just dive into sin. That it usually starts with something small, and that's the way leprosy is. You know, I think that's in Psalms 1 where it tells us there that it teaches us that we are not walking in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinner, not sit in the scornful, which deals with three things. That you shouldn't walk by something that you know gonna affect you. And that because if you start walking by, pretty soon it'll get your attention, you'll stand there a while. And if you stand there a while, you'll mess around and sit down in it. And so that is the way sin is, and that is the way leprosy is. For leprosy did not just take your whole body, but it would start with some spot, and it would spread. And yet, in this particular lesson, Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 4, said that this leper, he approaches Jesus, and he says unto Jesus, "If thy will, make me clean." Mm-hmm. Dear friends, I want you to hear the words that he says, "If thy will," because it had nothing to do with, "Are you able?" Because he realized the master was able, but he was asking him, "Was it thy will?" I believe that many of us, when we need something from the Lord, I believe we know how to ask for what we stand in need of.
Yes.
But so often we come to the Lord with the wrong attitude. Come on. We come to the Lord like he got to do what we say. Yes. We come to the Lord like he's some type of genie in a lamp that we rub it, we'll get everything we need. Or we come to the Lord that when you give me what I need, I'll put you back on the shelf. I'll call you when I need you. But if you hear what this leper said, if thou will make me clean. The lesson goes on. If you read there, it said that how Jesus touched him and then said, I will be clean. What makes it so important that you weren't supposed to touch any lepers? That if you touch one, you could be sick yourself.
That's right.
And the leper, he just simply said, Jesus, if thy will, make me clean. But before Jesus said, I will, he touched him. That had to place something in the man's mind.
Come on.
Oh, I want you to hear me this morning. At least somebody out there need a touch from Jesus.
Yeah.
I want you to know that if you go to him, go to him in a humble spirit. Asking the Lord, Lord, if it be thy will, Lord, I need you right now. Oh, I said that how Jesus touched him and then said, I will be clean.
Yeah.
Oh, I want you to hear me this morning. Maybe no one here this morning need a healing, but you know somebody that does. Oh, it's all right. It's all right to go to God and let him know that when we go to him, let us go to him in a humble spirit,
yes,
knowing that he loves us, knowing that he cares for us.
Yes.
Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 4, we find out that this leper had received his healing. Who needs to be touched this morning? Oh, I know the Lord knows all about it. I know the Lord knows what you stand in need of. The Bible also teaches that we have not because we ask not. Sometimes we'll be in the midst of the service. The preacher will ask for an altar call. Somebody in the back, somebody outside, know that you stand in need. But oh, you ought to come to Jesus. Because Lord knows that what we need, but every once in a while the Lord will do what he will do. But he always leaves something for us to do.
Yes.
If the Lord gonna heal me, I sure can come up front. If the Lord willing to heal me, I sure can bow down. If the Lord want to heal me, I sure can ask. If the Lord want to heal me, I sure can show up. I can do those things that I can do, for the Lord will do his part.
Yes.
And when you look at all these people in this particular chapter who need to be healed, all of them are different in what they're going through. But all of them are the same because they had a problem they couldn't solve.
Yeah.
Oh, who has a problem this morning you can't solve? Then in Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 13, we get a lesson about a centurion who has a sick servant at home. And the centurion, he comes to Jesus and he tells Jesus that he has a servant at home who has the palsy. He's paralyzed. He has weakness. He's being tormented. And Jesus says to the centurion, I'll come with you. Centurion says to him, no, you don't have to come. I'm not worthy for you to come with me. Just speak the word.
Yes.
Just speak the word. Not only does Jesus can heal by touching you, but don't you know he can just speak the words and everything will be all right. The centurion said, you know what? I understand authority. I understand that how I got men under me, being just a man. If I tell some people to go, they'll go. If I tell some people to come, they'll come.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, if you just speak the words. And Jesus marveled at his faith, and Jesus indeed did speak the words in the same hour.
Yeah.
Jesus spoke the words, and that the servant was healed. Dear friends, I want to make mention this morning that when you come to the Lord as the first gentleman did, come to the Lord with a sense of humility. When you also, in the second lesson, I want you not to underestimate intercessory prayer.
Come on.
I don't see in the record where the servant at home, maybe didn't even know anything about Jesus. Don't say that he even sent the centurion. Don't underestimate being in an intercessory prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care whoever you're praying for, maybe they didn't send you. They didn't ask for it. But you can have intercessory prayer. You can tell God all about it. That you can bring your loved ones to the altar. You can bring those that are down and out. And we don't know much about the The servant that was sick, we don't even know if he knew that Jesus even existed. But the centurion did. Yeah. And he knew his servant had a problem he couldn't solve.
Yeah.
So he come to the one who's able to do the great healing.
Yes.
Do you know where to get your healing from?
Yeah.
Every once in a while when the doctor maybe didn't done all they knew how to do. That is no use in calling nobody on the phone. You beyond all that.
Yeah.
You beyond what's in the medicine cabinet. You beyond what's in the drugstore downtown.
Yeah.
How many know that you can call on Jesus?
Yeah.
How many know you can take granddaughter, grandson, uncle, and aunt? You can take them to the Lord all by yourself.
Yeah.
Have the centurion taking his servant to the Lord. Say, Jesus, I got somebody at home needs you.
Yeah.
I got somebody at home needs you. I got a child going here and going there. I don't even know if they call them. I don't know where they are, but I'm going to lift them up before. Please don't underestimate intercessory prayer. Don't underestimate that you can take those that are down and out, those who need a touch, and those that are crying, those that are going the wrong way. Don't underestimate the power of intercessory prayer. The lesson goes on in Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 and 15, that said that how Jesus had gone into Peter's mother-in-law house, and that she was sick there with fever. It said that the Lord, he goes in and he touches her. And it said that when he touches her, that she's healed and she gets up and starts serving the master in the house.
Yeah.
And dear friend, when we hear that story, then when we hear those two verses, they come across so simple that a woman was sick. And Jesus walks in and he touches her and she goes to serve. It sounds so simple, but how many that they'll say to the Lord, Lord, if you just give me a good job. Lord, if you just give me a brand new car. Lord, if you just show up and make me all right, I'll serve you till I die. Don't show up no other time. Yeah, but there are some other folks that every time the Lord do something for you, you walk a little closer. But every time the Lord hear your prayer, you put your arms around it.
Yeah.
Oh, I want you to hear me this morning. There's a lot of people here this morning that you like Peter's mother-in-law. That because the Lord touched you somewhere. And that's why you're serving on the deacon board. Because the Lord touched you somewhere. That's why you're preaching in the pulpit. Because the Lord touched you somewhere.
Yeah.
That's why you're here this Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Because the Lord heard you cry last night. Because the Lord brought you through trial and tribulation. And every time that the Lord picks you up, you got a little bit closer.
Yeah.
Every time the Lord answers your prayer, you walk a little bit better.
Yeah.
Oh, I want you to hear me this morning. And that the Lord still in the healing business.
Yes, sir.
The passage closes out that in that evening, they brought people all around, and Jesus healed some who had possessed with demons, and teaches us that how the Lord not only cares about physical healing, but he also cares about spiritual healing.
Yes,
you see, this morning somebody right out here might need a spiritual healing.
Yes.
That you might have pain in your body.
Mm-hmm.
That you've gone through trials and tribulation.
Yes.
But you need to bring everything you know how to do. Bring all your concern before Jesus.
Yes.
You might have to be like the songwriter say, I know what prayer can do.
Yes.
Because it was prayer that brought me through.
Yes.
Now I'm depending on you.
Yes.
Somebody need to pray sometime.
Yes.
Somebody say, I'm going to pray in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to pray in the noonday hour.
Yeah.
I'm going to pray, tell the Lord all about it.
Yeah.
If you tell the Lord, y'all didn't hear me. Somebody need to tell the Lord.
Yeah.
Tell the Lord, I know you're able. I don't know what you're going to do in this situation, but I know you're able.
Yeah.
Lord, I need you. Touch my child over there. Touch the one down in Sorrow Valley.
Yeah.
Touch the one. Don't come to church no more.
Yeah.
Testing one can't get happy like they used to. Testing one don't feel Jesus moving. Lord, I'm bowing down in intercessory prayer. Come in and know somebody right now. You need to lift up in prayer right now. They not here. They didn't send you. They didn't tell you. They didn't call you. You know they stand in the intercessory prayers all right this morning. The reason I know intercessory prayers all right, that's what Jesus did for us all. You see, interceding for you and I. One day he went up Calvary Hill. One day when they stretched him wide. When they raised him high. The man had done no wrong. His was an intercessory. Intercessory for you and I. I'm so glad this morning. I'm so glad this morning. Jesus went up Calvary Hill. Out there you hung. Out there you bled. Out there you died. Out there y'all. Put him in a borrowed grave. Laid in the grave 3 days and three nights. Rose early Sunday morning. With authority that when I'm down. When I can't hold on. When I feel lonely sometimes. When I don't know if I can make it. I can tell God all about it. How many need to tell God all about it? How many need to tell the Lord, I need you. Lord, I need a touch right now. Somebody need to know this morning, Jesus is all right. Jesus is all right. Jesus is all right. He not only saved you and I. Not only did he save you and I. But the Lord is a healer. The Lord is a way maker. I want you to know this morning, if you keep on serving the Lord, if you keep on serving the Lord, it's going to be all right after a while. If you keep on serving the Lord, one day we going to go up yonder where every day going to be like Sunday and Sabbath going to have no end. If you keep on serving the Lord, one day we're going to walk on streets of gold. If you keep on serving the Lord, we'll shake hands with the 24 elders. If you keep on serving the Lord, won't be no more goodbye. If you keep on serving the Lord, we'll shake hands with Mama over there and Daddy. If you keep on serving the Lord, everything. Somebody didn't hear me this morning. Everything gonna be alright in Christ Jesus. You hold on a little while longer. Hold on a little while longer. Raise up your bowed down head. The Lord is a healer. The Lord is a way maker. The Lord is our Savior. Everything gonna be alright in Christ Jesus. Somebody needs to know. Somebody needs to be reminded. No matter what you go through. No matter how the lightning flash, no matter how the thunder roll, you keep in mind that God knows what you're going through. God knows what you're going through before you got there. That he's a prayer hearing God. Not only does God walk with us, but he's already there where the problem is. He's already got his sound. You keep your hand in God's hand. Keep praying. Keep believing. Hold on. Hold on now. If you hold on a little while longer, if you hold on just a little while longer, if you keep praying, tell God all about it. I don't care how it looks, how it feels, keep on telling it. If you don't answer in the morning, keep on praying. If you don't answer in the new day, keep on praying. If you don't answer about 6 o'clock, keep on praying. Sometimes you have to get out of bed and tell him all about it. Keep on praying. Keep on praying, y'all. Keep on singing. Keep on preaching. Keep on doing what you know to do. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord. And each of these individuals, they did not know what the Lord was going to do. Certainly they would come to him and ask, Lord, I need you. Lord, I know you're able. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord Jesus. And everything will be all right.
many believe that if you take your burdens to Jesus, everything will be all right? God is able. He can save to the utmost. But we must remember, time does not belong to us. So while the blood is running warm in our veins, that means that while you're still alive and you're able, you ought to make sure that your relationship with the Lord is straight. If you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, there's things that we need to do to continue to get more faithful. But if you have not accepted Jesus as your Savior, now is the time. We're going to ask everyone if you would stand. It's invitation time. Tomorrow not promised to us.
We offer Christ to you.
Give you rest. Raise your hand
to Christ. To Christ.
Thank you.
To Christ.
You made me see that. Give our preacher a good hand. We thank Reverend Johnson for all that he has done and all he has said. We thank him for the word that he gave us this morning, letting us know that we not only need to pray for ourselves, but we need to pray for others. And if somebody is praying for you when the Spirit touches you, don't shake it off. Invite him into your life, into your heart, your soul, and your mind. And he will cleanse. At this time, we're going to ask Pastor Johnson to come back and give us his final words and the benediction.
Soon again, we praise our God to Reverend Johnson and certainly to your pastor, Pastor Williams, in his absence. I just wanted to extend my appreciation and just thankful for the friendship that we have. And the fact he had called me and asked if I would do these two Sundays out. Please let him know that I was most appreciative, which I've told him, but you can tell him for me again. I wanted to thank each of you, too, for allowing me to come to stand behind this sacred desk, for it is indeed a privilege. And we are thankful not only to Pastor Williams, but to Reverend and to all our officers and to each of you for allowing me to stand here. Sister Melvin, you have something you might want to say or wave before we go? My bride?
Thank you.
Amen. Well, we'll be back sometime when Pastor's preaching, Pastor Williams, and we'll root him on. Amen. And the old folks say, you know, we from down home, we'll put a little kindling on the fire. Amen. All minds clear? Shall we stand? Dear Father God, we do thank you, Lord, on this day. We ask the blessing upon this great church, and we ask the blessing upon Pastor Williams, his wife, and while they're on vacation, we ask you, Lord, to strengthen them and bring them home safely, and when they come home, that their home is very well and in order. We pray to God for each one that's here, the sound of our voice, that you will continue to bless us all and keep us, Lord, for indeed we need you and we just can't do without you. We pray for the one that don't know you in the part of their sin, that, Lord, continue to reach at their heart and tug at their hearts, that they might come running, saying, what must I do to be saved? Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, present you faultless for his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Let us all say together, amen, amen, amen. Shake hands with the saints.